are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks, everybody, for joining me once again here on a Winky Wednesday. Nick Winkler will be my guest today. As usual, he will join me momentarily. I do want to remind everybody to follow me on Twitter at BD Peacock. We got a couple of mailbag questions we'll get to. That's the best place to hit me up for the mailbag. You can always find Nick as well at Bay Area Wink on Twitter. Email the show, LockedOn49ers, Gmail, subscribe, rate, review. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts is a new thing that's going now. And everywhere you can find podcasts, you can find Locked On 49ers. And we've got all kinds of articles and other content going up, as well as the podcast at LockedOn49ers.com. So with that, let's bring on today's guest.
Nicholas Winkler, come on down.
What's happening, brother?
Hey, buddy. No, how you doing, man? How's everything? How's daddy life? How's little Leo?
Daddy life is great. Leo's very hungry, and then after he eats, he poops, and
that's life.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man, I'm super jealous of babies. Eat, poop, sleep.
Yeah.
They got it down.
He's my son for sure.
There's no doubt about that. How many times this show's been delayed for one of those three, man? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's great, though. Actually got some good sleep last night.
Ooh, isn't that feel good?
Yeah, it was weird.
When it's been a couple weeks.
I was definitely a zombie today. I feel like I've got a little bit more juice.
Mm-hmm. You're going to keep getting more and more. Don't worry.
Let's see. What do we got going on today? We've got training camp is like 2 weeks away, man.
Yeah, it's coming. I'm getting excited.
Supplemental draft. Talk a little bit about that. That is on Wednesday. That is today, depending on when you're listening to this episode. We've got some Madden 19 ratings that have been released. Have you seen those?
I have not.
Oh, wow. Okay. So we got all kinds of stuff. Then get to a couple mailbag questions little bit later if we have time. So let's start with, where do we start?
Yeah, I mean, I've been hanging out with my nephews, and they're at 17, 16, and 13. And so it's really funny because they're all Lions fans because my brother raised them that way for some reason.
It's weird.
I wanted to teach them what a life of pain is all about. So basically I got a lot of Lion info today, and it was the whole conversation started today with the oldest nephew looking at me and just going, man, my life sure is missing something right now. And I thought he was just like getting deep with me or something. I'm like, hey, what's going on, buddy? And I know you're going to be a senior in high school. Like, is everything all right? And he's like, it's just so long until the first day of the season. I was like, oh, are you talking about football? He's like, yeah, man, I got to wait for training camp. I mean, there was part of me that was proud that was affecting him so much, but at the same time, like, man, you can't mess around like that.
Yeah.
Like, got me worried.
That's the way I was when I was that age, more about baseball than football even. Yeah. But also with football, but it was like, oh, man, baseball all day, every day.
Oh, no doubt about it. It was box scores, man. It's nothing better.
Yeah, that was serious business.
Oh, yeah. No, and now I'm with him. I feel the same way. For me, it's like I'm always doing mock drafts every day. And, you know, I'm checking I'm updating NFL.com constantly. Like, there's got to be new news. There's got to be something. I'm just fiending for it, man. I think everybody else is too.
Yeah, and it's getting close. And it's that season. So for me, what you mentioned doing mock drafts, what kicks off the fantasy football season for me is the Scott Fish Bowl, which I've done for, I think it's the third year now that I've done the Scott Fish Bowl, which is like sort of industry people. And there's some celebrities in each division. There's a ton of divisions. I don't know how many teams. It's like 720 teams now. I'm on the Seinfeld / Cheers conference and the Norm Peterson division, which is pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, we've got Eric Young, who is a WWE superstar, among other fantasy industry NFL writer broadcaster types in our division.
Not just a star, he's a superstar.
Well, yeah, if you're in the WWE, you there's no such thing as a star. You're only a superstar, or you're not in it.
Or you're just that guy that gets beat like two or three times a night. He comes out with like a different mask on.
You're a jobber. You're a jobber, a superstar, or like a ref.
Right.
But it's a cool league. It's super flex, which means you can use a quarterback in your flex position, 0.5 PPR. And so it's a best ball weekly lineups type of thing. So you draft and you're done. And you have
it's just like quarterbacks the first three rounds.
Right. Well, so it's tight ends get a little bump in value. And so, and you get dinged a lot for interceptions, so it's not straight up just like a two quarterback league would be. So there's a lot of different ways you can build your roster. For me, you got to have a couple quarterbacks early. And last year, I think I drafted Andrew Luck early.
Ouch.
And then I had Tannehill. And so, like, there were weeks where I didn't have any quarterback points, and I still made the playoffs. That's how stacked the rest of my roster was. Luckily, I had a lot of good players. Similar to our league that we play in. I was boosted by having, I don't know if anybody's ever heard us talk about this, but I guess we should probably bring that up.
Super old.
Yeah. Alvin Kamara, Kareem Hunt, those types carried me. So this year I was like, I got to have a couple quarterbacks. Had Carson Wentz, Kareem Hunt, and Leonard Fournette were my first, not in that order, were my first three picks. Round four, I went with Garoppolo, man. I went for it.
Yeah.
So
I like it.
Got Jimmy G in there. He's my second quarterback. And so it's going to be fun. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's like, that's how close the season is getting. Already doing fantasy drafts, and that's sort of kicking off that idea. 2 weeks, Wednesday, July 25th, rookies and veterans report to 49ers training camp. So we're almost here.
Yeah, man, it's coming up, and I'm pumped. And, you know, not a whole lot of news going on right now in the Niner world. Just, you know, loving all this Marquise Goodwin stuff, man. I know you saw the video of him buying that house.
Yeah,
right?
That was cool. That was really cool. And he's,
every day he does something, it seems like. Yeah, or at least once a week, where it's like, okay, yep, he's re-solidifying the fact that he is my favorite 49er.
Not hard to root for Marquise Goodwin. Yeah, he's a good dude and a good player. I love having that speed. I don't remember who it was on Twitter was putting some clips of Marquise Goodwin up the other day, and it was just like, yeah, you have to respect that speed. And so just that, having that element on the field really helps some other things in the offense, even if you're not necessarily hitting him deep all the time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You got to keep somebody back, keep them honest.
And him kind of being thrust into that number one receiver role after Pierre Garçon got hurt last year and developing, you know, a little bit with Jimmy Garoppolo and also proving that he could be leaned upon to have a pretty heavy, you know, to be targeted quite a bit in the offense, which is nice to know you have, even though you hope that you don't really need to do it exactly that way next year.
Yeah, I mean, I could see 80 to 100 targets going his way this year. They're going to air it out.
I think they're going to throw a lot, but I think the ball's going to be spread around. I think that's the idea. But, I mean, and this is the thing with Kyle Shanahan, and that's where the whole Falcons Super Bowl thing, you know, he was too aggressive. And that's right. He continued doing that when he was with the 49ers. And it's like he wants to throw the ball, and he wants to put points on the board. And he doesn't have that old, crusty, you know, old school head coach in his ear saying, oh, yeah, we're going to run the ball here. We're going to run the ball here. He can
do
whatever
he wants. Do it his way, man.
Right. So I think he's going to air it out. He's going to throw it a lot, maybe not deep down the field style, but it's going to be a pass first. And just the way the roster is built, it's going to be a pass first offense, I think. And it might be a lot of short stuff, intermediate stuff, but they're going to throw the ball a lot. So, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo in my two quarterback league, I like that. And, you know, guys like Jerick McKinnon, you're playing PPR.
I
think he's going to have some value. Absolutely. He went into the very end of round two in this draft.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to guess, I'd say going into the season, it might be like a 70-30 pass to run situation when it comes to just plays called. You know, hopefully it's a lot better than that because that means the 49ers are up and it'll be closer to like 60-40 and they're running a lot. 50-50 would be fantastic.
Yeah, if you're running with the lead. Like those are the Bill Walsh-style offenses were the same way. They threw for points. They threw early in games and then they ran it with – he had that one fumble, but Roger Craig, I mean, who else would you – those high knees coming at you. I love watching his style of running, and it's like that's the kind of guy you want finishing it for you. So that's going to be interesting to see is if the 49ers do get an early lead, then what do they do? Do they just keep attacking, or do they try to be conservative a little bit and run the ball out, unlike they did in the Super Bowl under Kyle Shanahan for the Falcons?
I was going to say, we've yet to see conservative Shanahan.
I haven't seen that guy yet, no.
Yeah. Does he exist? I don't know.
So let's see. Let's go to – the Madden ratings. You want to talk a little Madden ratings? I know you're a Madden guy.
I'll be buying it soon.
I'm kind of pumped for Madden this year. I haven't really played it in a few years. But the way this team is going, I think it's in a direction where it'd be a fun team to play with as the 49ers on Madden. And there's some old friends that I like to play against. And we always talk smack. Even though I haven't played the game in a few years, I'll still pretend like I'm still good at it and try to play against my old buddies. And I'll pull stuff. I'll still beat him. I mean, come on.
Well, come on.
Who are we fooling here?
Yeah. Well, what I'll do too is when it comes out, I'll if you actually play it on Xbox One, hit me up and I'll send you my gamer tag. We can hook up and play a little.
All right. I'm in.
Yeah. That goes for the listeners. That's for everybody.
Have you seen the Madden ratings yet?
No, not just the one we talked about last week.
Okay. So who do you think's the number one rated guy in the 49ers?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
It would be number nine.
Number nine.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he's one of the guys that people are
probably okay. Number one, DeForest Buckner.
I see. And I think he should be. And I think he's one of the guys that got, I think the two names you named are going to be the people that 49ers fans would be like, you didn't give these two players enough love. Number one tied is Richard Sherman and Joe Staley at 90 overall.
Richard Sherman?
Yeah.
Coming off the year he had?
Right, coming off the year and injury.
Wow, that's surprising.
So that is a little bit surprising. Joe Staley deserves to be up there. I would have thought it would have been Buckner and Staley.
Yeah, Staley was going to be my next guess.
But the guy they did give some love to, Reuben Foster, is number 3, 87 overall. Go. Reuben Foster, he's a future superstar, and he's in that, you know, when you're 87 going into year two, that means you're on a path to being a high 90s player in Madden.
Not a future star. A future superstar.
A superstar, right. Yeah. If the 49ers are like WWE, only jobbers and superstars.
That's right. Well, who else on that list? Let me see. Let me take a look around the line. Let's see. Not a whole bunch going on the offensive line there. How'd McKinnon come out?
McKinnon came out. He's number 6 on the Niners. He's 85 overall, tied with Robbie Gould at 85. Buckner's 86. He's the 4th highest ranked.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Hey, what about Solomon Thomas?
Solomon Thomas, let's see where
pretty
he's at.
Low,
78.
Yeah.
He's actually tied with this year's first round pick, Mike McGlinchey, both 78s.
Who do they have second on the line?
On the defensive line, let's see.
Offensive line.
Oh, offensive line is, oh man, yeah, offensive line, Weston Richburg, 81.
Okay.
Then McGlinchey, 78. Mm-hmm. And then you've got.
They got Garnett in there.
Garnett's low, 70.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he was number 42 overall when I posted it on Twitter earlier. Jonathan Cooper, 72. Lakin Tomlinson, even after getting the extension, only 72 overall for him. So, yeah, it's a big drop after McGlinchey at 78.
What's Breida coming in at?
Matt Breida, top 10. No, top 20. Yeah. I'm sorry. He is the 20th overall ranked player. He's 76 overall.
Okay, what about Juszczyk?
Kyle Juszczyk, I think normally a guy who's that good at fullback that can do that many things across the board would have ranked higher than this. Mm-hmm. I thought Juszczyk might have been that guy who sneaks in. You know, when you have like a great punter or great kicker and he's at the top, I thought Juszczyk might have been that guy as a fullback that had the highest rating just because he needs to have a very good ratings across the board and he's athletic for a fullback. He's only an 84 overall.
That's still pretty high, though.
It's not bad, but I would have expected his number just to be higher just because you have to give him so many really good ratings across the board.
Right. Okay, so let's go to the receiving core.
And then Jimmy Garoppolo is right after Kyle Juszczyk, by the way. 83 overall was Garoppolo's rating.
Okay.
What question was position group? Receivers?
Wide receivers.
So wide receivers, Garcon's number 1. He's top 5 for the 49ers at 86 overall. Number 2 is Marquise Goodwin, 83. Number 3 is Dante Pettis at 76, the rookie. And then Trent Taylor is also tied with him at 76.
Okay, yeah, that seems like they're hedging their bets there.
Here's weird. Trent Taylor, 91 agility.
Damn.
90 acceleration, 91 agility. I thought he would have been higher in those compared to some of these others because
there are people that are higher? I mean, besides Jet McKinnon?
Well, yeah. Dante Pettis, 94 agility.
Okay. I mean, that's his, you know, return stuff.
Kendrick
right?
Bourne, 93 agility.
Ooh.
Yeah. Bourne is the 6th wide receiver at 70 overall. 5th is Aldrick Robinson, 74. Then Richie James is at 68 overall.
Okay. No love there.
But, I mean, Trent Taylor is like, his thing is quickness.
And agility. And
agility, yeah, quickness, route running. Let's see, is there more?
Hands? Well, how are his hands?
Let's see where the route running is for this guy. Add stats.
I better be 99.
I just saw a stat today. Trent Taylor was 100% on running slant routes, getting targeted. He caught 100% of the balls. When he was targeted on slant routes.
That doesn't surprise me in the slightest because it seemed like he caught every ball that was thrown to him all year.
That was his game. You know, everything inside of 5 yards, 5 to 10 yards. That was his thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Catching.
Every time I held my breath because he's so small.
Oh, here's where Garcon's on top. His athleticism-wise, he's not all the way up there, but he's got 96 catch.
Whew. That's impressive.
Let's see here. What am I doing? What was that? Route running. Is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah.
It's deep in here. Let me see if I can find it.
Or just get hands on all those guys, too. That's kind of cool.
Was there more ratings than there used to be? It seems like there's a hell of a lot, right?
There's like 75 different ratings.
Oh God. What is that? SRR? What does that mean?
What's his word per minute on the keyboard?
His beats per minute? Yeah, he's 110 beats per minute. He's a club mix. let's see. Here. I don't know. I can't even find it. There's way too many ratings. I think there's a lot more than I'm used to here.
Yeah.
TUP. What does that stand for?
TUP?
T-U-P.
Oh, what could that be? Something under pressure?
Oh, throw under pressure, maybe. Yeah, I think that is one of the new ratings I saw somewhere.
Oh, there's a quarterback rating?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I'm deep into the quarterback.
I like that. And with Garoppolo's quick release, that'd be high.
Anyway, I can't find route running.
That's so all right.
Whatever. But now I'm bothered by that fact.
You're not going to sleep well tonight.
Anyway, so those.
We get a text at like 2 a.m.
That's 49ers. Oh, here we go. Let's find out who the worst player on the 49ers roster is. I know this is thrilling radio. Listen to me fumble around the internet. All right, here we go. The lowest rated 49ers for the launch ratings, Madden 19, is Kyle Nelson. Long snapper, tight end. He's listed as a tight end 43 overall, which is like 20 less than Max McCaffrey, who's second worst at 61.
Yeah, I feel like they're always listed as tight ends.
Yeah, those the long snappers, man. No love on Madden.
Nah.
I feel like they need
got
like,
one skill. That's it.
I think they need t-shirts. They need to maybe strike or something. Maybe protest in some way because, man, long snappers, no love.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're out there and you're not very athletic, you know, and you're kind of big, you want to get a job in the NFL, just practice your long snapping.
I mean, raise your hand right now. If you play Madden listening to this show, the first guy you cut is the long snapper every year, right? When you need room. You're like, I don't need a fourth tight end who doesn't really play tight end in the NFL anyways.
Right. You're like, what does he do? I've never even heard of that guy. Cut. And then you're missing all your PATs and field goals. Why? What's going on?
Oh, man. Do you know anything about the supplemental draft? You've been following these prospects?
No.
Well, the supplemental draft is Wednesday. It is today.
Oh. Is there anybody that we care about in there?
Well, there's a couple guys. There's a lot of talk that this supplemental draft is one of the best ones in a while. Josh Gordon was, I think, a second or third rounder in the supplemental. I think a second rounder for the Browns in the supplemental draft. I don't think it's at that level of player, but we might see some guys go in third, fourth round, a lot of defensive backs. And actually, the 49ers could end up with the first pick in the supplemental draft because it's grouped into three groupings. Mm-hmm. That's how they figure out what pick. So they go by last year's record, and every team with six or fewer wins, which the 49ers would be, is in group number one, and then there's a lottery to pick the order in that group. And then group number two is non-playoff teams with seven wins more, and then group number three is all 12 playoff teams. So that's how they group it, and then they have a lottery in between those teams to see the order. So there's a chance 49ers could have first pick. So and it's like a silent ballot. So the 49ers could say, yeah, we'll bid a fourth rounder on this guy. And if they have the top pick in the fourth round, even if somebody else says, I'll take this guy in the fourth round, the 49ers are awarded that player. Unless the team said, I'll take this guy in the third round. Then you lose that corresponding pick in the following draft.
Okay, Brian, can you explain something to me? So there's a draft, and then there are unrestricted free agents, right? What then are these people in the supplemental draft? Where are they coming from?
Almost 100% of the time, it's guys that got into trouble and got kicked off their teams or didn't make grades.
So they weren't on a team at the end of the year?
They were on a team, but they were going to be ineligible for the upcoming year. And so they said, oh, shoot, I got to put my name in this supplemental draft because I'm just going to be out next year anyways in college. So that's pretty much.
Okay, so they weren't. So why weren't they in the other draft? It happened after
because,
the draft?
Because, something that happened afterwards. They got suspended after, you know, because the deadline to declare for the real NFL draft is like January 15th.
Okay, gotcha. So that's a lot of time.
Yeah, sometime in March, April, February, June.
Right.
It could have been like, oh, man, I got hit. Like one of the guys got busted with pot. It's classic. Another guy, it's undisclosed reason, but he got he got kicked off the football team, basically.
Okay.
The one guy, though, that it wasn't because of that. It was because he wanted to graduate or something like that. And so he needed summer school to graduate.
Oh.
And then he had to apply for a fifth season, I think it was.
Interesting.
And then he wasn't going to find out until after the supplemental draft if he would have been eligible. So he's like, I just have to do it.
Got it.
He was like, he promised his mom that he was going to graduate from college before he went to the NFL. So he needed summer school or something like that. And that's
Big ups to him. That's
Sam Beal. And he's going to be the one that probably goes first in the supplemental draft. They're talking even as high as the third round for him. Sam Beal, he's a cornerback from Western Michigan, runs about 6 feet, 190, skinny guy, but it's fast, 4.47 40, 37 inch vertical. And so a lot of people think he's going to be the highest selected here. And in a lot of supplemental drafts, nobody gets drafted anyway. So if a couple, two, three guys go, this is going to be it's a pretty big-time supplemental draft.
Okay, so how does it work? Do you give up future draft picks if you use them in the supplemental draft?
Yep, the next year. So if you draft a guy in the third round in the supplemental, you lose your third next year in the 2019 draft.
Okay, so if the Niners had that first overall pick, they're most likely just going to sit there and be like, nope, pass.
Right. So you just put a round on your guy. So I don't think it goes down like a draft where you go through and each team decides if they want to pick a player.
You're like sitting in a Yahoo mock draft, and it's like those 90 seconds are counting down, and no one's picking anybody.
You might only have one guy that you like, and then you put it in with the league beforehand, and you're like, yeah,
gotcha.
We'll spend a fifth rounder on this guy. And so if that's the best pick, then you get him.
Cool.
Adonis Alexander from Virginia Tech, a DB who is that classic guy, busted for pot, ran into all kinds of problems, big athletic guy. He actually didn't run as well as people expected. He's one of those players that from his freshman year is supposed to be a superstar, 6'2", 200 pounds, probably be, you know, corner. Actually, the way he ran, I think he ran 4.6s, so maybe he's a safety in the NFL. People thought he might go pretty high. I'm thinking more like fifth round maybe in the supplemental draft. And here's the name I'll throw out there for the guy I think the 49ers could have interest in and could actually take in the supplemental draft is Brandon Bryant. He's a safety out of Mississippi State. At his pro day before the supplemental draft, he ran a 4.45, 34-inch vertical, 5.11, 207 pounds. And word is he previously had been clocked as fast as 4.3s in the 40 in college, and he's known as one of the best athletes on the team. Ran into, you know, he was ruled academically ineligible for 2018, so that's why he's going to jump in, and he had his redshirt season already, so he doesn't have any redshirt ability to spend this 2018 season.
Gotcha,
so he jumped into the supplemental draft. They're talking, you know, late round pick, sixth or seventh round, so I think that's the right price to spend on a guy who's super athletic, could give you depth at free safety. He fits that mold of, like, Adrian Colbert. So seventh round pick, you throw a late pick out there and you hope that that athleticism plays. And if Jimmy Ward moves on after this year, you don't have a lot left at free safety. So Brandon Bryant, safety from Mississippi State. If I had to throw a name out there for the 49ers to go after in the supplemental draft, that would be the guy.
You mentioned this guy's vertical, 34 inches. What do you think your vertical is?
Mine?
Yeah.
Oh God. 19 inches.
That's pretty good.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. No, maybe we should set this up.
Dude, I have no idea. Here's the thing.
Me and you next year.
I've been meaning to go out and see if I can still dunk because I used to be able to dunk. So my vertical might have been better before, but I'm tall. I got long arms. I would have been a Trent Baalke draft pick more than a Kyle Shanahan draft pick, I think. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. But I used to dunk. I used to be able to throw off backboard and dunk it. But I haven't dunked in a long time. I haven't really tried. But that's like one of those things like, oh, I wonder if I still can. I need to get in better shape. I need to like spend a solid month doing some squats,
right?
Doing some, you know, leg lifts.
Jump some rope.
Yeah, jump some rope for sure. Drop a few LBs and then go after it.
And now is not the time for that. You just had a baby.
I
got a plan. Let's start working out right now.
Okay.
And then next year before the draft, before the combine, we'll do a little something.
We'll do a little combine of our own.
A little mini combine. We'll do a little three cone.
Okay.
Run some 40s.
Yeah.
I like it.
Go in front of the jugs machine.
I still got it.
You still got it?
I think I still got the quickness and the speed and the agility.
Well, we've played slow pitch softball together. The thing about both of us is we're naturally athletic. I think that's obvious.
Doesn't matter what the game is.
Right.
Be it ping pong or slow pitch softball, beer pong, cornhole.
That's exactly right. All right. You want to do a couple of mailbag questions before we get out of here?
Let's do it.
All right. What's your 40 time, do you think?
I think I could get in the low fives.
I think breaking five would be like my version of the 4.4.
Yeah, I don't think I could break five, but I think I could get low five.
Oh, see, after if I'd actually got into shape, I could definitely break five.
Oh, if I got into shape, but you know, come on, is that really going to happen? I got two kids.
Fast forward, we need the Rocky montage right now. Fast forward to February.
That'd be awesome. If it took just a minute and a half.
All right, let me put it this way. I'm going to throw it down right now, and I'm going to save this audio. By February 2019, the combine for the NFL. I will dunk a basketball and break 5-0 in the 40.
Okay. I like that.
I'm going to throw that down.
Okay.
What about you?
I will break 5 as well in the 40. And
dunk
a
basketball.
I'll get about 15-inch vertical leap.
My vertical leap, my dunking is because I'm tall and have long arms. It's not because I can jump.
I honestly have no idea what I can vertical leap. I can actually jump pretty high. So this will be fun. We'll set something up.
Can you jump? I mean, can you dunk on like the kid's hoop, the 9 feet and a half with a small ball and you can palm it? Because palming it really helps as far as dunking.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I can get up. I can almost touch rim on a regulation basketball.
Okay, yeah. So you got that powerhouse.
Yeah.
That powerhouse bottom half.
Ginormous calves.
Springy. Yeah, okay, good.
I'm just short. I'm 5'10", man. You got me by, what, 6 inches, 7?
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, this is going
to
be fun.
We'll have to weigh in and everything too, get some measurables.
I guarantee right now today, my vertical jump is the lowest it's ever been in my life.
Yeah.
Like no doubt.
You just had a kid.
100%. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No doubt, man. You got time though. You got time to work this thing out.
We get this question from time to time. I think you will be more helpful when it comes to the South Bay stuff, but this email is from Chris. He says, congrats on adding the little guy to the fam. Thank you very much, Chris. I'm heading up there for the preseason opener against Dallas with another Niner fan. My question is, which bars do you recommend where we can find a hefty dose of Niners drinking?
Ooh.
See, and I'm bad with the South Bay stuff. Like, I can help you out when it comes to the city, but around Levi's Stadium and San Jose and Santa Clara stuff, that's not my hood. I will say in San Francisco, Keysar Pub is a good 49ers bar. Great wings as well. It's on Haight Street, so if you're going to be around Haight Street, you might as well go to Alembic and get some solid cocktails. Zam Zam is a really old school bar that I love on Haight Street. So
Hobson's Choice, man.
Hobson's Choice is a good one. Oh, and Murio's Trophy Room. You can always find Pliny there. That's a good little nugget to know.
Yeah, I've spent a few hours in that bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really too familiar with the Santa Clara area, I'll be honest.
Yeah, you don't pregame around the stadium or anything, huh?
No, the only games I've been to, I've tailgated at Great America.
Okay.
Yeah, where you get the all-you-can-drink, all-you-can-eat, and then you get to ride the Top Gun roller coaster beforehand.
And to be honest, that's probably if you want to find a bunch of Niners fans drinking before a game, just get there early and tailgate, right?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Rye Guy, he says, I remember that you said to re-sign Eric Reed, if not for his talent, then for his leadership role with that young secondary. Would this stand true with Uncle Sherm in that role now? Or just let him be and continue developing our secondary. I still think, and like I mentioned with that prospect in the supplemental draft, I think that at the safety position, the 49ers have room for some depth, and I think you can always fit good football players in your team. The 49ers aren't going to go through a full season without somebody getting hurt. So depth, talent, leadership, sign Eric Reed. I mean, I don't know what he's going to be asking for right now, but to me, Eric Reed should already be a Seattle Seahawk with Cam Chancellor retiring, right?
Yeah, it's shocking that he's not. It really, maybe his quote is too high. Like, maybe he's just asking for way too much, or he wants, 4 years or something, and no one wants to give it to him. I just don't understand why he's not on an NFL team right now.
I mean, I can see him holding. Sense.
Especially Seattle, you nailed it.
I could see him holding out for a starting job, but now he's got that in.
Yeah.
At least at the very minimum, he'll be get a good chunk of change, 1 or 2 year deal at the very least, and then have a chance to compete for a starting job. I don't know if you can find that anywhere else. So I would be surprised if the Seattle gig is something he would say no to.
Yeah, I wonder if he's gotten some offers, but it's like the teams he doesn't want to go to, or they're 1 year deals and it's not very much money.
He feels like it's disrespectful money type of thing. Yeah, I can see that.
Right. I can't imagine he's gotten zero offers. That's just not even possible.
I agree. I totally agree. I mean, and I could see I could see the Anthem stuff affecting some teams, he's got to have offers. I mean, It's just downright ridiculous if he doesn't have any offers.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the country we live in.
Mm-hmm. I think that's all I got for questions here on the Sherman, 90 overall. The top
that's still
rated.
Shocking to me.
Yeah. Well, you know how
Madden's
always been like reactive. Like guys get bumped up later than they should have.
And then, those are often updated too. Like I don't know if it'll be updated a lot before, right now because nothing's happening. But yeah, I bet when when camp starts and then once exhibition games actually get going, I bet we start seeing those updated.
Right. And those EA rosters on their website, it says launch ratings. So they're ready for things to start moving. And
this is when people start freaking out and emailing them. They're like, oh yeah, we messed up. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
See, the coder is just getting in, going to work.
I got nothing else, man. I'm kind of just thinking about...
Go get some rest. I know you worked today, so go get some rest. Take care of Leo.
Dude, I'm not even taking my car home. I'm going to run home. Like, I'm pumped to get into shape now. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, you don't want to look bad. You don't want me to show you up at this little training combine we're going to
do. I'd want you to show up and just, like, throw down 360 dunks, and I'm, like, getting rejected by the rim.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to dunk, though. That's not part of the combine.
That's part of my combine. My personal combine is breaking 5-0 and dunking.
All right, so I'm going to just try to get the net at this point.
What did Joe Staley run? Do you remember?
Ooh, that could be our measurables.
No, but he had he had too fast of a 40 time. He ran like one of the fastest offensive line times ever.
All right, let's go through the Niners roster, see who ran the slowest, and see if we can beat that.
Yeah, like so, there's guys that were like 5-3.
Go look up the long snapper. Let's go get his numbers.
Kyle Nelson. Let's see here. Combine results, Joe Staley, 4.78.
Whoo!
That's blazing.
I was faster than that in high school.
A 306-pound offensive lineman. Yeah, I could have done that in high school. I could have done that in my early 20s for sure. But, oh, man, that's...
That was a long, long time ago.
That was a little while ago. Let's see. Kyle Nelson.
Did he even post that? The combine? I mean, he's a long snapper.
So he was listed as a fullback, 6'2", 240. Oh, 4'6", 3 to... So he wasn't at the combine at his pro day. 4'6", 3 to 4'6", 8.
Nice.
So, yeah. Some good speed there for Kyle Nelson.
All right, so well, Trent Brown's not on the team
anymore.
How about
this? Tom Brady, local guy, Tom Brady. He had a terrible combine 40. I know that. 5'2", 8. Okay, now we're talking. I could break 5'2", 8 today.
Oh yeah, 5'2", 8.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, that's our goal right there.
It's awesome. In the video, he's wearing like a full-on like baggy T-shirt, and it looks like khaki shorts. He's definitely
not.
I've
seen that video. It's hilarious. That's what I'm gonna wear to the combine.
You know what's weird is Tom Brady, when he was like 22 years old, is what I look like now. And then Tom Brady, when he's 40 years old, is what I look like when I was 22. What's up with that?
Yeah, it must be the avocado milk, right? Or avocado ice cream.
Yeah, I need to eat more avocados, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the secret.
Ben Roethlisberger, 4.75. Peyton Manning, 4.8. Those are surprising.
What?
I mean, Roethlisberger, when he's younger, can move a little bit, but Peyton Manning, 4.8 is like...
That's the most surprised I've been all day. Yeah, and I've been surprised a lot in this podcast.
Who do you think currently on the 49ers roster has the slowest time?
Got to be an offensive lineman.
I know Josh Garnett didn't have a great one.
Yeah.
Let's look at that one.
Weston.
Richburg was fast. He was sub 4.5, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because he was like...
a center? Wow.
He was like 299. 5.32 for Joshua Garnett.
We have a new goal. Yes.
Let's keep lowering that bar until we can just...
Well, he's a Niner, so that makes sense for us to do that.
Right, exactly. Let's see, Weston Richburg combine, 5.10.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're looking for some
offensive
line.
Our goal's still 5, though. Let's see if we can get under that.
Yeah, I'm going to break 5. I'm going to break 5. I'm going to dunk February 2019.
Okay, all right.
Write it down.
And if you're out there listening, you can think of some other skills we should be working on besides 3-cone, 40... vertical, let us know.
It would be just fun to go throw the ball around, run some routes.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Let's
work on our precision.
We might need some listeners to join us. We need someone to verify what we're doing and have some official times for us.
That'd be a fun day, yeah.
Yeah. Locked on 49ers Combine. Let's do that.
Boom.
Let's get it done.
Yeah, you want to come out, post some times? Let's do it.
How about this? The winner of, I don't even know if someone would want to do this. I was going to say, if the winner of our Locked on 49ers Fantasy Football League that we do, or maybe even a Madden League if we did that, could be the person who's designated to come out and work out with us and probably put us to shame.
I'd like that.
Although we have some listeners around the world, so I don't know if anybody would even want to be a part of
Take
that.
Take the trip.
Exactly. All right. I'm done. Let's get out of here.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Nick. We will be back. I'll be back with you tomorrow. We got to talk wide receivers still. I skipped Tuesday's episode. So definitely be back for Thursday's episode of Locked On 49ers. Nick, thank you as always.
My pleasure, buddy.
And I will talk to you guys then right here on Locked On 49ers.
See ya.